Folks, no matter where you're travelling across regional South Australia, it can be thirsty work, all this touring about. And one place you can wet your whistle in style is Sunny Hill Distillery. It is the York Peninsula's first ever micro distillery. And Sam and Olivia Colliver are the folks behind it. Welcome to Tour SA Radio.
Thanks, Adam. Good to be here.
Thanks, Adam.
Now, congratulations on having the York Peninsula's first ever micro distillery. Not only is it a wonderful place to live, but you're helping folks who want to travel around the place taste some fine vodkas and gins.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, and something different for the area. Being the first, it's always good to have something different to do on one of those days where it's not very nice to go fishing or be on the beach.
That's right. And you can always make time for that sort of stuff. What inspired you to set up Sunny Hill Distillery?
I was an all-grain beer brewer for a long time. It's a bit of a technical process, and I really like the science behind it and the process. And whiskey has always been a passion of mine, and doing all-grain beer, it's only one more step away to make whiskey. So
right.
We started looking into it, and we did a trip to Scotland 3 years ago and did a lot of tours of distilleries, and it all sort of started from there, and we ended up in a situation where we could have a go at it financially, and here we are today being open.
Now let's talk about the property. It's just north of Arthurton. That's between Cadena and Minleton for those wanting to find it. It's an old machinery shed that's been converted to a rather nice distillery and tasting room.
Yes, so you started off this time last year just with an empty shed with a bare floor, and last year was the build all done, and 1st of December we were open to the public.
Wonderful. Tell us about the products so far, gins and vodkas made from wheat, but there's also new products coming.
Yes, Adam, we've got, so our vodka's made from 100% raw wheat, and we take some of that vodka to distill with our gin botanicals. So our gin's a dry gin to start with, and we're looking at doing some floral gins soon. And then later this year we'll be doing whiskey and rum production.
Whiskey and rum, which will be very nice indeed, no doubt, because, they always are. But tell us about this crop-to-drop process.
Well, what we do is, being on a farm, we have access to wheat and barley. So we take the wheat that is grown on our property, and that is what we use for our vodka. And we have barley waiting to be malted from last season's crop, which we grew on our farm as well.
So for those who are real connoisseurs of these vodkas and gins, Providence is an important thing, and it doesn't get much more local than stuff from your own backyard.
No, it doesn't. It certainly is a talking point when visitors come and sit and look out of our windows that overlook all the farming land that we have here, and other people's farming land right through to the west coast. It's just one of those unique things. Everyone's into the unique experiences and like hands-on, so it's really interesting to see their feedback as well.
Now let's talk about that view. I hear it's a rather impressive vista from the windows all the way down to the Spencer Gulf.
It is, yes. And then on really calm days, with a slight north wind, we can even see everybody over at Cleves and Cowell, and we have seen the Whyalla Ranges from here too.
Is that so? That's a great talking point. If you want to try some really wonderful house-made gins and vodkas with a view like that, it's the perfect spot. It's called Sunny Hill Distillery, and it's on the York Peninsula. It is a first for the YP, but of course, if it's as successful as it sounds, no doubt there'll be copycats coming with the popularity of gins and vodkas. But the original and still the best, Sunny Hill Distillery. Sam and Olivia, thank you very much for joining us on Tour SA Radio today.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you, Adam.